Regarding your farm, how much land did your family have out there?
That's hard for me to remember. I don't know how many acres, because I think Daddy's land joined my grandfather's on around the back. It was enough land that we, you know, we made a living on it. My grandfather made a living on it. Mm-hmm. We had, of course, we raised peanuts, and we raised peas, of course, and corn, cotton. And cotton was our cash crop. That's the money that we used to make, you know, buy clothes and stuff with. The rest of it we raised for food or for cattle feed or horse feed, you know.
Where did you sell the cotton?
They take the cotton from there over to Cato, and Ralph Harrell owned the cotton gin. So they go there and gin the cotton. I can remember going to Daddy there and getting the cotton gin, and then they'd sell the cotton.
Did you have any other products from the farm that you sold?
No, except, you know, just a few rabbits and stuff like that now and then. They had a bus that came through there. It was Peyton Washington that drove the bus, and it was just an old, what we call chicken coop. It was just a wooden bus, you know. And he picked up, like, if Mama's going to send some butter, or so we send some possum or coon or rabbits, he'd take all that or whatever we sent, each neighbor, he'd put it in to itself, and he'd go sell it, and he'd bring the money back and take out a little bit for what he wanted. So that's the way we created our cash.
Would he go into North Little Rock?
No, Conway.
Conway, okay. Vedna mentioned Peyton Washam as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting that after all this time, the bus drivers made such an indelible mark in your memories.
See, the school teacher there was, she probably told you her name was Marsh. Miss Marsh was the school teacher.
Okay, she did.
Yeah. See, I was, I can remember a lot because I guess it was just a impact on my life, because when we moved out, how it changed. You know, they came, and of course the families were all scared. They came and gave us 90 days, I think, to move. They went up to our house, wrote $1,000 on the side of the house. Well, of course, Daddy lost all that he had, like cattle and stuff like that. Just got them, and people knew they did not know where to put them, bought them for nothing. Broke him, really. And I remember the families praying and crying, you know, and then they hauled, they carried some of them out in, you know, 3/4-ton trucks, moved them when they didn't have means, and put them outside the line, just set them out there, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess what always, in my mind, they would not sell the land back to us. And they promised us they would. They said they promised us they would sell us the land the land blessed the house. And it went to court, couldn't get that done. So it's always been home to me.
Can you tell me a little bit, just going back a little bit, how your family came to be in the area, came to be landowners?
Well, this the best of my memory, and remember hearing Mom and Daddy talk. If I'm not mistaken, the Moody's settled in there around those chains of lakes. My great-grandfather, after Civil War, he was in the Civil War.
Okay.
And then that group of Moody's settled in there and around grassy and greens, and that was before the lake was ever in there.
Right.
And he was, I'd run into an older feller that told me about him, and I never did know this about him, but he said he used to trap hogs there and bootleg whiskey and put that whiskey in them carcasses and hogs, put them on a wagon and carry them to North Little Rock, and that's the way he sold his whiskey and made his money. I found that out about 10, 15 years ago from an old fella that was real old and got talking about it. Mm-hmm. Didn't know anything. And but that's how the Moody's come in there. And then part of the Moody's went to Lone Oak. And, some went to California. And they split up. But that's the way I understand that the family came in there. And then Mom, Dad, they worked before they married and paid for that place. They married 25 and 32. And so they got the place paid for before they ever married. And so that's how they purchased the place. And I would not know what year that would be because Daddy was born in 1902. So him being 32, that would be probably 1934, wouldn't it?
Yes.
About 34, right during Depression, right along in there.
When they completed, or when they purchased the place initially.
They purchased the place, I believe, somewhere in there. I don't remember.
So they weren't homesteaders. They they purchased this property. And do you know if there was a house on the property when they purchased it?
I would think so. Okay. It was an older house.
All right. Did the military assist with relocation? Either logistically finding new locations or with actual moving.
Well,
people.
No, from what we heard and talked was them that didn't have the means to move. The government moved them, but they didn't give them no place to live. They just took them outside of the line, put the furniture and all out, and hauled them out when the time was up.
My.
And I heard some of them talking about that. It seemed like I vaguely, and I wouldn't want this couldn't be, but it seemed like I vaguely remembered seeing. But it might have been because I heard it so much.
Yes.
Still remembering it. You know what I mean? You can, in your mind, you can.
Oh, sure.
That far back, being small as I was, you know, it can make an impact on you. Of course, it's really fearful when you know somebody's doing that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. And, so, were you afraid as a young man, young boy? Did this make you, just cause concern in you?
Yeah, I just, I was like family, you know. It's like, it's sort of the feeling like if you and your family was at home and somebody broke in. You don't know what's going to happen. It was the fear of the unknown. Didn't know. Of course, Mom was scared, Daddy scared, so naturally, kids are scared, you know.
Naturally.
You know, what's going to happen to us? I mean, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? How are we going to live? You know, how are we going to make a living? How are we going to eat? Because, see, we raised everything we eat nearly. Didn't buy much, you know, like flour, maybe just salt, stuff like that. We never drank iced tea. We never had stuff like that, you know. It's just milk, water, whatever you raised on the farm.
Yes.
And of course, Mama got a lot out of the woods, you know. She canned a lot of stuff out of the woods and out of the orchard and out of the garden. Well, we eat better than eat today. We just didn't have no money. And then raise your own hogs, own beef, you know. So when you look at that and where we're going to go and where we're going to get, how we're going to survive, because your survival was on the place that you were losing. So that's where the fear came.
So when you did move, you moved to Mayflower first?
Moved. Faulkner Gap.
Oh, Faulkner Gap, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What did your parents do then? How did your
Well, they tried to farm on that place. Yeah.
What?
Didn't have the facilities. Daddy had sell his cows and horses, stuff like that, to keep the minimum they get by with, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember a year that they farmed. I can remember the old place, and I can remember the fields, you know. And it wasn't a very good farm. It was cotton. Didn't grow very big, you know. So it was very little money made from there.
Did your father continue to farm when you moved back over on to Maddox Road?
We moved to Maddox Road. We farmed that for, oh, I don't know, I guess up to about 45, somewhere in there. Daddy went to work at Jacksonville Audit's plant. Long